Then comes the comfortable gains. Comfortable gains is this, where inseparability, type of service is inseparable. Your core benefit is also has to be in the way it is conceptualized. So in such case, what do? Comfortable gains, service innovations that offer new core benefit consumed at the time and place of production itself. These innovations provide comfortable gains. Substantially new experience with direct benefit to customers come in, either emotional or he gets a physical comfort, etc. So Starbucks, CCD, Hockey Pocky, ice cream, etc. Where consumer has to be there, create his own ice cream and eat the way he wants to, cup, cone, be there or move out, etc. So same is a Starbucks round table. They have always decided as a uniform this thing, it will be a round table. They have researched and it is found that people find round table not creating a distance between the two. They have found that psychologically if the tables are rectangular, it means you are somebody else sitting in front of me. A round table creates a feeling of one among you and all kind of things. So much of a thought that is gone. They create an ambience, they create where they are serviced, the flexibility, the empowerment their employee has, etc. So all this is a comfortable gain. Consumer will feel, oh, I am being very comfortable being here. You know, I get always value for money and whatnot. Valuable lesson is, look for creative ways so that the service experience can be made more comfortable. You are already giving a service experience. You make it more and more comfortable. You make it more and more distinct, enjoyable. It allows customers to benefit from a distinct experience. You know, he every time gets a distinct experience. Therefore, he wants to come to you again and again more often. So that's the cell 3. Go to cell 4, which is respectable access, where core benefit, the way delivered, is also separated, but your customers are not separable from you. He has to be present at the place. So that sale for respectable access, service innovator offers a new delivery benefit, and the production and consumption of service are inseparable. Both has to be together. Producer and the consumer has to be present. Companies that create a new market in this place are gaining their customers' respectful access. Customer find it respectable to accept you. Things like airport lounges by the airlines. Customer feel very privileged that, okay, I got that benefit of their loyalty customers or program. Hospitals are creating ways how the service patients are treated. Cinema theaters are offering on-site service. Ek zamane mein taking food inside was not allowed. Now your ticket itself is such that you have to just intimate at the counter that this is what you are looking at. The food will served in a tray, plates, and you can enjoy your film while having your food, etc. Mac drive-through, that's another way where you want to enjoy Mac, you know, this thing. You don't have a time, you are on run. So they came out with the concept called Mac drive-through, yani, where you place an order, just move your car around and take a U-turn and come to a counter, your order will be ready. It's amazing, like, you know, you don't have to wait for it. It's so well quickly paid, packed and all and kept ready. The moment your car comes, your order is ready. It is handed over to you and you move. You don't even have to bother about whether usme sauce dala hoga ka nahi, ketchup hoga ka nahi, chammach hoga ka nahi. You know, they are trained to understand your requirement to eat while you drive. And accordingly, they have oriented themselves to deliver you the service. So, valuable lesson is take away the inconvenience. There was a bit of an inconvenience there. That inconvenience was taken out and replaced by a service option. That option has opened tremendous potential for their revenue generation and allowed more and more people to use Mac. Even if Mac is free, you can access the drive-through option and take away your food and go. So that's a similar to a parcel concept, but here a parcel used to reach to the customers out. South Indian hotels were already doing it. Here customer can be at the premise of Mac and get the service still rendered to him. So these four sales have their own features, which is vis-a-vis the benefit of the core benefit versus separable delivery. The way same core benefits delivered separately, on the other end, customer, whether he is separable or he has to be present at the site of service delivery, that has created four kind of a sales, and each sale has a certain requirement how your innovation should tackle that aspect. So one need to know where you stand and to improvise on there, then you work out what you need to innovate, and that will help you to create an innovative approach to your selling and marketing and competitive differentiation. So service innovation is the key learnings. By enhancing the ease with which customers can experience your service, you can attract new customers, open new market. It's just that you have to understand what lies for you with your customers, whether it is a pain, whether it is an inconvenience, whether it is a respect, what is it that he is looking at, whether it is a time management, what is it that he is looking at. Now that is what, if you solve it, you create a different proposition of service that may open a new market for you. Service location plays vital role in case of inseparable service. If your service is inseparable, even if the way you deliver it may separate from the core, this thing, the place really plays a crucial role. Starbucks, the ambience, the place, the access to Starbucks, etc., has to be of a particular level. Then only it will be recognized as Starbucks. Same is whether it is McDonald's, same is KCF. With lot of thought, they locate their premises, they really create that physical ambience which is uniform across, etc. They will not locate their premise based on where the rentals are cheaper, etc. If they feel that this is the right premise, then they take it, you know, and then they create a service deliverable which separates them from the rest and helps them. Now, that's the secret. The location plays a vital role in inseparable kind of a service where customer has to be present at the point of service delivery. The key is to respect the customer's presence and time. Essence is, how do you respect customer's time if you are to separate your service, or your presence of the customer if he has to be present at the point of service being delivered? Core is, are you respecting him and are you respecting his time? That will open a new opportunity for you in terms of where you need to innovate, what you need to innovate. That will create a different service delivery option for the consumers. Important drivers of service innovations. We need to now therefore understand, having understood the service innovations and those four blocks in which you or your organization could be, and therefore from moving forward, what kind of service innovation that you require to bring. Having understood that, we come to a stage where we need to understand the drivers of service innovations. What drives service innovations? So that is what we need to understand. Executive who attempts to create a new market through service innovation must concentrate on the task. Here, what has been suggested is, look at all your tasks very closely. Focus on the task in terms of whether it adds value to consumers, whether it adds value in terms of your capability to deliver service, whether it adds value in terms of distinctiveness of your service vis-a-vis competition or not, etc. So this is a task-based approach. You need to really analyze your task involved, for which you need to really do a detailed process mapping and understanding each and every task and what it delivers. Having done that, there are nine drivers that has been identified behind such innovations. You need to then adopt these nine drivers of innovations and try and see what you can come out with. The key insight is that the case studies featured all these drivers with slight variation in the emphasis depending on the specific sale in question. Key insight is that these case studies that are featured here may not cover all the nine drivers. Also that it is specific. So what is possible there may not be possible if it is replicated in same manner for the same kind of industry or the product. So that one need to really keep in mind. So what are those nine important drivers of service innovation? So these are those nine drivers. As we move forward, I think I am covering them. So we'll not spend detailed time. There are nine success drivers behind market creating service innovation. Some are more important for service innovations, others apply to all innovations. So some are more important if you have to really create. So those five that we mentioned are more important if you really to create a service innovation. Others apply invariably to all kind of service innovation. So let's study one by one. First is a scalable business model. One of the driver for service innovation is a scalable business model. Service providers can consider a variety of strategies to strengthen their business model. It is like how you want to strengthen your business model, and that's where the opportunity is. To become more capital intensive, you have a choice of becoming a more capital incentive intensive, where you invest more capital. That more capital will create a differentiation in terms of your might, or to encourage customers to perform more of the service themselves. You have noticed these days, net banking, mobile banking, all this fall under this. You encourage customers to perform more of the service themselves. Find a minimum balance, log on, find it out. You don't have to go to bank, that's a convenience. But bank is not needing to even attend you and still service you. You want a checkbook, go to website, put your request on your net banking. Checkbook will get delivered to your house. No doubt, you don't have to go and all. But you have to fill up all the details yourself. Bank is saving their time. Bank is focusing only in delivering the core benefit. That is, checkbook should be made available. Earlier, the process was from a checkbook, a small sheet, you have to tear it off, fill it up, go and give it at the bank counter. Bank will prepare checkbook. And after checkbook is prepared, they'll tell you that kuch din ke baad aana. Then you have to go physically collect. For all these things, bank needed to invest their time and resource, which was not so productive for them. They've removed that. They've sucked that out and they've passed on to you as under the umbrella of a service. So it's a self-service. You know, you get yourself service. Demand draft banana hai, net banking se kar sakte ho. Transfer karna hai, net banking se kar sakte ho. But ye sab cheez mein bank has retained its core competency, which is managing your money. But rest of the thing they have passed on to you. Aap karo, aap karo, aap karo. And therefore, bank enjoys only the premiumness of serving you, better margin for themselves, and less, better utilization of their resources. So the staff which is now free from doing rudimentary tasks are moved to develop business. They have to only focus on developing business. Baki ka sab kuch kaam online ho raha hai, ho jayega types, to create a separate, separable vision. Version of the service to extend the market while reducing labor intensivity. So, to create a separable version of the service to extend the market which while reducing labor intensity. So, again here, labor intensity was reduced and that has created online banking has become a different market for itself. Like how much business you do through online banking is one of the criteria for each branch or for the bank as a whole. So, branch business is one. And online business is another section within their business portfolio. And they manage like how online can increase more. Because that's where they enjoy more benefit rather than servicing you. There are those service charges they charge you. Now after making you involved in net banking, now you start paying for it. Service reminders, SMSs are charged. Now bank checkbook, this thing will be charged. Transfers will be charged. Pahle sab kuch probably at a very nominal free milta tha. Now they have introduced a charge. So they not only allow you to do this yourself, their labor intensity is reduced and they charge you and they make money. So that's where the whole shift that has happened. So is this model a scalable model? Can service, self-service, etc. if you introduce, are this model, whether you become a capital incentive by becoming capital intensive means you open more joints, you open more service options, etc. By investing a lot of cash, whether that gives you a scalable separate model or self-service based scalable model can be introduced and earned out of it. So you need to determine. So first driver is developing a scalable business model, which you need to determine yourself for your kind of business. Second is comprehensive customer experience management. Here the crux is how you manage a complete customer experience. This is where the whole gamut of success lies. To drive your service innovation, whether comprehensive experience management can be one route. Service generally involves many more customer touch points or discrete experiences that do manufacturing goods have. What we are trying to say, manufacturing goods when consumed might have more or less similar look, feel and experience in the mind of consumers. Service when consumed by me versus same service being consumed by you, there will be a different emotional benefit that you will have. I may feel thrilled about it. You may just feel happy about it. You may get dissatisfied about it also, the way it is handled, because you have seen far better way these services are delivered. So, for example, foreigners coming to India, for them, there are certain things offered in our 5-star are even very rudimentary. They feel not so happy about. While we feel very happy about it, you know, the cold towels and all when started, this is a service which was very rudimentary abroad. So, bringing that cold towel concept to Indian consumers was like lifting the, you know, their perception. But for foreign tourist traveler, it was bare minimum that you should have offered, you know. So, this is where you come from. So, service therefore has that intangibility. Functional clues, those that point to the technical quality of the offering. There are certain functionality that will point towards customer experience management. If I do this, what will get improved? So, there are certain only technical qualities get improved. So, you are only improving the functional aspect of it. Mechanical clues relating to non-human elements such as the design of the facility, etc. How you design your facility and create an experience, that itself could be one way of doing things. Human clues coming from behavior and appearance of employees. Your ability to give that customer experience also can come from the human clues. So, yes, my wife being an individual person, she prefers to go to Westside more than other shopping malls. I don't know. And she tells me, she goes gango about telling me how she been treated, how the employees are courteous, how they, you know, give help to her in terms of selection and all. So, it must be that, you know, that is that human clue. And that is what they have done to ensure that customers who are at their premise get that personalized feeling. Vis-a-vis in other malls, customer may not be feeling personalized. Customer may be feeling that there is a lot of variety. Customers may feel, oh wow, in terms of the physical setup, etc. But they may not get the feeling of being personal, you know, being personally attended. So, that's where the differences come in, you know. So, any and every time given a choice, she will prefer to run to Westside than any other shopping mall. So, that's how you create a human clue which compels your consumer to keep coming to you. So, that's a way you do create a complete customer experience. Investment in employee performance is also a very critical aspect of one of the drivers of your service innovation. Successful service innovation invests in their employees' willingness and capability to perform at consistently high level. To allow your employee to be innovative, you need to give them the freedom. Freedom needs also empowerment. Freedom is like you empower them to take on-the-spot decision, keeping both the interest in mind, interest to service the customer first and keeping the organization interest also in the mind. You cannot do things at a loss to the organization, but you can certainly do something more for the consumers by taking little initiative, little proactive thoughts, little innovative thinking, and you can still meet up with the customer's expectation. So, that is what, you know, you create that kind of a willing employee. This willing employee is an asset. They are not available so easily. You have to create an ambience and environment of service within the organization itself so that they feel encouraged to be part of your team. They know that what they do with the end consumers is something that is always respected, recognized by their employer, and therefore they always strive to serve their client better way. So they are always willing. You will always find them happy. You will always find them out of, you know, box thinkers. You will always find them going out of the way to help you out, etc. These investments commonly include careful hiring. You need to really select the right person, initialize him into your organization culture, provide him with the training, educate him, have the information, make him feel involved, give him a chance to suggest, listen to him, create a performance-based compensation and internal branding. So, not only recognize him, you make him a brand, you know, ambassador. So, there are various schemes within such organizations of employee of the month or, you know, best service catalyst or innovative service provider, and the organizations have enough and more kind of a recognition for such individuals, vis-a-vis link it to the compensation package. So if you really score, there is a point matrix of performance criteria, and if person scores above, he should get a better reward in terms of compensation also. So compensation, instead of being increased flat for various grades and all, create a benchmark and create performance metrics which allows better performer to get higher compensation increments than the average performer. So that's how you create a invest in employee, as they say, and invest in employee's performance more than anything else. Then comes the continuous operational innovations. Here it's a concept of incremental innovation, but you need to do this continuously well. Service business are no doubt an operation centric, operation intensive. Operations intensity requires resource and handling of customers. Being an operation centric, you need to day in day out tactically and strategically deal with customers, and therefore you require a resource to do that as per the intensity of the customer flow, etc. Thus focus on operational innovations that will reduce hassles, increase your speed of response, customer self-service, all resulting into complete satisfying experience. So many in such cases, there are self-help kiosks being put up. Say even in the airline, there are self-help boarding pass kiosk available. So if you only hand baggage, you don't have to be in the long queue. You go to that self-help kiosk, put your basic details, declare what you only have, handbag and all, you get your boarding pass issued. You don't have to be in the queue. So these are in many ways you continue to create operation-based innovation, which will take care of hassles area, peak area, performance requirement, etc. Offload you with the innovative way of handling such aspects, and thereby create a different service concept that will be appreciated by the consumers, and they will therefore want to utilize you most of the time. Brand differentiation. Brand continues to be the strong articulation of winning the customer's mind. There is no difference, there is nothing else other than the brand recall that differentiates you from the mind of the consumers. Then comes the service centricity, and as how your brand is looked upon as a service brand, and that's where the connect comes in. So today we continue to harp on brand being critical, service delivery being non-tangible. As we have earlier said, people, you cannot brand it either. People perceive it as a risk before using your service. So therefore there is a risk that a consumers initially feel. This risk needs to be answered and the address. This is possible only if in the past you have achieved a strong association. You have done an association with the consumers, you have a strong brand association. Customer knows that you often come out with innovative ideas. The way you handle them are by far excellent. They are in the interest of the consumers. So therefore, their risk-taking ability with your brand goes up, and they will want to try your new offerings or the new way of handling things, etc., and feel for themselves. And that's where they will be the first mover to start trying your new innovative way of service or offering, and then they become your word of mouth. So continue to invest in improving your service experience, and before that develop your brand bonding. So brand bonding always helps you to introduce innovative services which will be taken easily by otherwise risk perceived customers. So that's the difference that you can create for yourself. The sixth is the driver is the innovation champion. You need to find out at least one person in your team who wants to be an innovation champion. He is the one who will lead the transformation. As we say in the market also, they are always first mover and all. So same is a concept in the innovation. When you want to create an innovative culture within your organization, it is not possible that everybody will wake up to it the moment you announce. You need to really find champions within your team. He need not be senior, he need not be the leader, etc., but he is the one who is passionate about consumer service, his customer experience, etc., and therefore his eyes and mind are tuned to find out better ways of doing things. And once he starts articulating and dropping results by, others will want to follow him. So he becomes your brand champion, he becomes your innovation champion. He has to mobilize resources, and when he does this, his role will be additionally to mobilize resources. His role is to encourage others to come forward, persuade himself a doer. He will have to demonstrate that yeah, doing such things always helps, you know, customer feel happy about, so remove uncertainty, like what if we suggest something and it doesn't work, people have that fear, you know, if I suggest some improvement, if that is implemented, if it doesn't work, I will get a discredit, etc. So he has to be champion in terms of removing those hindrances in the mind and